Audio provided by Choo Choo from ChooChooNews.com. CEO who left crime-riddled Chicago has pumped $1 billion into his new home state of Florida. Do you think Lori Lightfoot is kicking herself all over the crime-soaked streets of Chicago right now? She's lost so much business because she can't manage the crime in her city. The outrageous crime levels have been spiking for years, and Lori seems too busy pushing her LGBTQ agenda to notice. Well, she's probably going to notice this story, and I have a feeling a lot of folks in Chicago are going to be furious because I imagine their city would have loved having $1 billion pumped into it, instead of losing yet another huge company, but that money is now being pumped into the prosperous red state of Florida. Ouch. Daily Wire reported that the former richest man in Illinois and current Citadel CEO Ken Griffin, who recently moved his company to Florida, has already poured billions of dollars into the Sunshine State. Griffin, whose $29 billion net worth places him among the 50 richest men on the planet, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, moved to Miami after voicing concerns about the lackluster business environment and rising crime rates in Chicago. He announced earlier this summer that Citadel, which manages $51 billion in assets, would likewise relocate to Florida. Griffin has already spent $175 million on 5 acres of property in southern Florida, on which he plans to tear down the existing house and build a new one, according to a report from CNBC. He has also spent $450 million on land for a new estate north of Palm Beach, a property larger than Mar-a-Lago, the home of former President Donald Trump. Thank you, brother. Rissin. Read the rest at Wayne Dupree, from the button below.